Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. Good morning, Brian.
Snow is falling and friends are calling you.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it snow. I'd call it...
It's a mess.
A mess. It's that dreaded wintry mix we're getting this morning. I mean, if you're waking up and you're wondering, okay, what is the situation? The situation is basically this. More sleet and freezing rain than actual fluffy snow, which means the totals are not going to be high, but it's still a really, really ragged mess out there this morning. Most importantly, you need to know federal workers on a three-hour delay. Unscheduled leave is allowed. Unscheduled telework is allowed. Most of the major school systems in the area are closed. Arlington, Fairfax, Prince George's, Montgomery County are all closed. However, the district schools are opening 2 hours late. A complete list of school closings is available at the WML Storm Center. Just go to WML.com, click on the Storm Center button. You'll get all of the very latest information. To help us understand what's going on, we have our good friend Ray Stajic from the Weather Center coming by. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
I am doing okay.
not exactly what we thought we'd be facing this morning, but still a real, real ugly mess out there.
Yeah, and only a matter of miles, not to diminish the fact that as you get out Loudoun and Frederick and Carroll counties, that's where the heaviest snow accumulated. But closer in, we're right around 33, 34 degrees. We've been downgraded now for most of the district and surrounding counties to winter weather advisories, but still some impact with, you know, an additional 1 to 3 of snow and sleet and just kind of icky out there this morning. So it's still dangerous to travel. Gusty winds, too, not really making it feel much better out there. And, you know, it's not going to be far west and north of your go where you see a little bit more snow. Even as you get out into western Fairfax, Montgomery County, Howard County, those are areas that may pick up a little bit more in the way of snow and sleet, maybe 3 to 6 inches there. And then further north than that, you may get into those double-digit totals. You got to get up probably near Carroll County, northern Frederick County, and points north into the – you get up near Baltimore. That's probably where we'll see some of that heaviest snow.
Yeah, so this is always a very hard one to predict, right?
Yeah, they always are. I mean, and it just seems like, you know, somebody just went and put I-95 right in that convenient location, and that always seems to be like the rain-snow line. It's almost like somebody knew something. And it's usually right around I-95 that you say, well, it's only going to be a few miles west or east of I-95, and that's going to be the difference between an all-snow event than maybe snow, sleet, rain, and we've seen all of it this morning, and it looks like we'll see all of it as we go through the day. We even get some periods of, you know, maybe all snow in there, especially this afternoon as the low passes our latitude and starts wrapping in some colder air back behind it. So, you know, don't think just because we're downgraded to a winter weather advisory that we're completely out of the woods of anything in the way of travel trouble, because if we do get some of those wraparound snow showers as we go through this afternoon early tonight, things are going to freeze up because we're going down to the 20s tonight, the mid-20s.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
So it's going to get cold.
So if there's anything on the ground, it's going to get nice, hard, and crunchy overnight.
It is. It is. 24 and suburbs, probably teens. And then tomorrow night we go down to the low 20s. And then suburbs may get down into the teens. And the far northern and western suburbs, I don't know if we get down into the low teens, but certainly possible. And this cold air mass will stick around for a couple of days. And then by the weekend, we'll be back maybe close to 60 by Saturday.
Ray, is icky an official weather term?
Yeah, it is.
It is, okay.
Yeah, I've got my own book of meteorological terms. I got icky, stickage is another one.
Stickage, okay,
if the snow is going to stick, I call it stickage.
But from what I understand you saying, if we can get the roads plowed, if we can get the roads clean, we can get this slush off the roads, then we'll probably be okay for tomorrow morning's commute.
Yeah, and the problem is, though, it will be precipitating all day.
Right.
So, you know, with snow, sleet, freezing rain, if we have periods of rain, the roads will still be wet. And I don't think the precip completely shuts off until, you know, later this afternoon, mid to late afternoon.
Okay.
So hopefully it'll end earlier, and then it'll give the roads a chance to dry out.
Right.
But I don't think we'll completely dry out the roadways.
All right. All right, so
could be worse.
A little different than what we anticipated, but still something that's causing a lot of mayhem in the area. Thank you very much, Ray.
Okay.
Greatly appreciate it. You walked in this morning.
Yes, I did.
And I actually drove in from Germantown and found it to be I-270 was quite challenging. And the plows were just beginning to do their work, so it may be better by now. What you need to know most importantly is federal workers this morning are on a three-hour delay. You can have unscheduled leave and you can have unscheduled telework. The district is the outlier. Most of the local school districts are closed, but the district is opening 2 hours late.
Mm-hmm.
And then the district government is going to open 2 hours late as well. But again, if you want to know the complete list, we have one handy location where you can look at every possible.
And where would that be?
It's the WMAL Storm Center, WMAL.com. There's a big button that says Storm Center.
Uh-huh.
If you click on that, as if by magic, the information will appear before you on your computer screen, maybe even on your smartphone or tablet.
Nice. Well, the minions were here all night.
That's right. The little minions were
working feverishly to get that together. Yeah, so I think it depends on where you are. I know Mike, our engineer here, Mike McKay, was saying that when he came in, the overpasses and the ramps are a mess, and you have to be so careful. And there's those signs, bridges freeze before roads surface, and nobody pays attention to them.
Well, I have
But it's true. You got to be very careful in the overpasses and the bridges.
I have a big four-wheel drive truck, and I struggled at times.
Did because, you?
Yeah, it really was not easy on I-270. But as I say, the plows were only really starting to get going there,
yeah.
So it could be better in short order. So, listen, be very, very careful out there this morning. Again, if you don't have to get out in it, our recommendation always is don't.
Of course.
Because you can just sit there and listen to us on the radio and be endlessly entertained. We have a whole morning full of information. And as you mentioned in the warm-up here, we're going to be talking to the Maryland State Highway people, the people at VDOT. We're going to be checking with Angela Fritz from the Washington Post Capital Weather Gang a little bit later. And Ray Stajic will be back by to tell us what's going on and give us an update on all that. This is the place you need to be to get all the very latest information.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.